Does sweat kill germs? I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Many scientific advances are made because researchers are specifically looking for them, but others are made by a combination of pure luck and astute observation. For instance, biologist Birgit Schetek and her colleagues at the University of Tübingen in Germany were looking for genes that are active in skin cancer. They found a suspicious gene that seemed active in normal cells, but not in cancerous ones.
However, when we looked then at the cell type which expresses it, it turned out that it has nothing to do with the tumor development, but it is specifically expressed in the sweat gland.
They studied the gene and found it makes a protein in sweat that kills germs. The researchers called the protein dermacetin.
The other antimicrobial peptides which are known until now, they are produced only at sites of inflammation. But this one is produced by skin cells in the sweat, so you have a constant protection against microorganisms.
Schetek says the discovery could eventually lead to new antibiotics. But for now, the scientists are studying the protein to find out which microbes it can kill and exactly how it kills them. For the American Association for the Advancement of Science, I'm Bob Hirshon.